Work with me here. We go. Roth Radio, David Lee Roth, large in charge, and I'm feeling the charge of electricity now. We just had a really great guest, Devin Harris. Devin Harris, who was the three-time captain of the Jamaican bobsled team. I got most of the story right. I was trying to reiterate the story for those who didn't, who weren't aware there, but that's one of the most, I don't know, you celebrate the Olympic spirit with a story like that. These are the folks. How does anybody even think to have a snow-based sport like bobsledding coming out of a tropical zone like that? Makes perfect sense that that would be the most popular t-shirt at any of the Olympics that they would be involved in, huh? That's a success story. Zero to Hero right here on Roth Radio. David Lee Roth, large and in charge. Also, Devin has written a book called Yes, I Can. You can find that at www.devinharrislive. That's D-E-V-O-N-H-A-R-R-I-S live. devinharrislive.com. He wrote a children's book. He's a motivational speaker now, huh? Who better to know the triumph of the human spirit?
What a great book for kids, too.
Yes, I Can, it's called. Okay, devinharrislive.com. Anyways, we're going to get back to Grammys. In fact, we have a guest coming up. I believe it's at 9 o'clock. Dan Aquilanti from The Post. He's going to be talking a little bit of music here. And I want to go on record with Best Rock Song. I just want to figure out here. It lists a lot of different stuff. It says rock, hard rock, metal songs. Come on, there's a whole lot of varieties. That's a lot of different t-shirts to have in the proverbial drawer, is it not? I'm going to go again with the Foo Fighters, all right? Hutch, you ready to play this? This is called Best of You, and the name of the album is In Your Honor. Let's see, if it was my album, it would be called Yes, Your Honor. Oh, I was an honor student. Yes, Your Honor. No, Your Honor. This is called Best of You from the Foo Fighters. Go ahead. Whack it up there. Hit up. Sweet.
I've got another confession to make.
Sounds like Bon Jovi. Waiting for the development. Here we go. Stop. Okay, all right. I love both notes of the melody, whether they're using it in the verse or they're using it in the bridge or in the chorus. And I've used the example before of the guy in the Doors, all right? Ooh, yeah! That's not actually Doors. The Doors would go, ooh, yeah! You get the minor key, so it sounds a little more dangerous, right? I turn the track up a little bit. Here's his version. Ooh, yeah! That's a little too white. You got to go like the guy in the Doors. Go, ooh, yeah! Hear the difference?
Yeah.
Okay, do we have your number? Thank you, boys. We'll be in touch. The Foo Fighters played rock and roll last night. Rock and roll lost. Anyways, we're going to go to Beverly Hills. This is Rivers Cuomo. Rivers Cuomo from the album Make Believe. This is up for Best Rock Song. I guess they're ferreting out just the song from the given album. What did you think? Sash, you're looking at me. Did you like the Foo Fighters? Did you actually like that track?
I love the Foo Fighters, but I do not like that song.
Then why would
very
they
boring,
then
very
why would they pick that song, sweetie? Why would they pick that out of all the treasure?
I don't know. I don't like any of the songs that they're picking.
I wonder who's doing the actual picking here.
Yeah. Boring.
Yeah.
They're picking boring songs.
I'm wondering why that is. Anyways, ring in on us, 866-313-3733, because I agree with you. This is Beverly Hills. That's the name of the song from the album Make Believe, Rivers Cuomo. This is Weezer, I guess. Go ahead. Swing on that, man. And now, we will rock you. Yes, we will. We promise. Pretty much. Any minute now.
I'm from isn't all that great. My automobile is a piece of crap.
Joe Jackson.
My sense is a little whack, and my friends are just as screwy as me. I didn't go to boarding schools. Preppy girls never looked at me. Why should they? I ain't nobody got nothing.
Come on, kid.
Pocket.
Go. I love rock and roll, so put another dime in the jukebox, baby. Sing it, hot. Sing it, Sash. Go ahead. Now I like the song. Look at that. Now I like the song. There you go. See? I'm like the guy, the movie critic in the Woody Allen movie Celebrity, the old guy, you know. He says, look at him. He comes walking out of a door with a big, bosomy, great-looking blonde. He says, that's the movie critic from the Times. For the last 30 years, he lived by himself, and he hated every movie that anybody ever put up on any screen. Then he met Daphne. Now he loves everything. Go ahead, sing it, Sash. I'm loving it, babe. Swing it up. Turn it up. Turn it up. Good enough. Good enough. You're making my ear feel like the pancake when the syrup hits. Suddenly, I love the Foo Fighters. No, I don't. Turn it off. Come on. Okay. Oh, wait. That wasn't the Foo Fighters. Interchangeable. Come on, man.
Rivers Cuomo.
Rivers Cuomo. I want desperately to care. Why don't I care? No, I'm serious. 866-313-3733. How about you two? Here we go. This is the City of Blinding Lights. I think I actually saw them play this. They had a concert like over in Brooklyn, right under the Brooklyn Bridge or whatever here. Are you good for U2, Hutch?
Yeah.
Okay, this is called City of Blinding Lights, and it's from U2. I guess that's the name of the album, U2. Or no, this is a track from How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb. Go for it. Hear it up. St. Elmo's Fire. The Flashdance soundtrack. This is the credits for Footloose.
The more you see, the less you know. The less you find out as you go. I knew much more than I do now.
Here we go, come on, here we go.
Neon hot day glow eyes. City lit by fireflies. They're advertising in the skies for people like us. And I miss you when you're not around. I'm getting ready to leave the ground.
Okay, I think they're starting to bastardize themselves there. Am I getting this accurately? It sounds like they went back to earlier records and said, what is the ticket that we need to punch? Or maybe they just haven't tried to lunge forward here, because this sounds like classic material to me. And go ahead, play the guitar. Turn them up there, Hutch. Turn up the guitar.
Brian Edge.
Ooh, bagged another one. You slimy white boy. Go ahead, play. Play it together. Turn it up together. Here.
Look ugly in a photograph. Flash bulbs, purple irises, the camera can't see.
Yeah, it's exactly the same. Okay, you guys are going to poetry prison.
But also, if
you got busted,
if System of a Down brings their own bomb, you two will dismantle it for them.
Bono is going to save the world in spite of that song, and I have heard some great songs. What was the song that we were playing that had the video when they're moving really fast across the desert?
Retro Vertigo.
Yeah, that's a great song. That's
cool video.
There's a good element to that one there. But I don't know why they're picking this sanguine beige garbage. This stuff sounds like something that came. It's a retread from something that came before. It's like when you see the sequel Part 3. And there's nobody left from the original movie. This is how I'm thinking. 866-313-3733. Put on the guy who wants to talk about Weezer here, Hutch. Go ahead, Chuck. You're in Roth Radio. You're large.
Yeah.
And I just heard on hold, you were talking about with U2, how they're revisiting tracks. Like, the same thing with Weezer. That Beverly Hills song sounds almost exactly like the one they did off their first big album, that the sweater song. The If You Want to Destroy My Sweater.
Well, it sounds probably like somebody's trying to capture bikini and lightning in a bikini twice. And I don't know if you can actually do that. I think
it was bad enough when, like, Chubby Checker did it with, you know, Twist Again. I mean, everybody does the same thing. If they get one big hit, let's try to do it again. But you don't get a Grammy for doing that.
Yeah, well, what happens is everybody starts to play it safe. Everybody buys a Mercedes-Benz or a reasonable facsimile with their first royalty check from their first album sales, and you spend the rest of the career worrying about putting gas in it. You start to hear that in the tracks. Again, if you're going to dig back into your own catalog over and over again, that's incest. And you know what comes out of incest? Mm-hmm. Retarded songs. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. Mike, he wants to talk about something. He's got a very certified opinion. Mike, Roth Radio, you're in. Talking to David Lee. Go ahead, Mike.
How are you?
Extraordinary. Thanks.
I can't believe I'm talking. All right, Dave. How can you critique these songs when you wrote that piece of crap song, Junk?
Well, I like to critique songs because I do it from the audience standpoint. I do it as a member of the peanut gallery, the nosebleed seats. I rarely sit down in front, and I'm a genuine music fan, well beyond anything that I may have written. And I certainly don't critique anything in adjustment to what I've done. I don't even give it a salute. I set it aside, and I listen to music. I watch TV just like you do. Do you think I'm actually comparing these musics to mine?
No, but the way you're critiquing them, though, you sound like Jump is one of the greatest songs ever.
I never said that, not even once, and I want to thank you for humiliating and embarrassing yourself in front of your friends, family, and a couple of million listeners. No, we play a lot of different songs and a lot of different tracks. What I just did was I played Jump with Christina Aguilera mashed into place there, doing a mashup. That's what they're doing downtown where I live now, and I think it's the best of the old world and the brand new. But again, I don't compare anything that I'm discussing or critiquing with something that I've done. I pretend that what I've done doesn't exist, and that I'm just standing in line with my schvance in one hand and a ticket in the other, just like you, punk. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. It's Judy, talk to me about the Grammys. Roth Radio, you're talking to David Lee. Hit it, Judy.
Hey, Dave, how are you?
Extraordinary, Judy. What are you thinking about today?
Pretty much, I've disliked the Grammys probably since I was about 15 years old, which is going back to the early 80s. I think it's pretty much a sell and a popularity contest. Unfortunately, the ones that should deserve the awards never get them. It's the flavor of the month, the ones that are in the tabloids, the ones that are making, you know, showing their wares, you know, in the nightclubs. And I don't know what you think about that and what you feel. You know, U2 is a great band. I love them for years, but I think they're dialing it in as well as the Rolling Stones and many others. And I'm not sure what your feelings are on that.
I think that in terms of the popularity contest, isn't that what popular music was always about? They call it music business. The business part is, can you be popular enough to actually feed yourself? Once you've achieved that, are you popular enough to actually feed a family? Once you're popular enough, are you actually be able to feed the divorce lawyers, your three ex-wives, and rehab for your kids? And once you've achieved that, there's no other way to achieve that than through some level of popularity, whether you're doing Stravinsky concertos and you are a professional cello player, or whether you're from System of a Down and you're full of mid-level rage.
what about talent? I mean, that has something to say. You know, there's bands out there that I just don't, you know, Weezer, every song sounds the same.
Yeah,
you know, that was great when they had the sweater song, but then you have every song after that, and you can blend them all together, and there's nothing unique about either one of them. The Foo Fighters, at least there's some sort of uniqueness to them. The last song that you played wasn't one of their best songs ever, but one of their best ones, I think, Stack Actors. From like two albums ago, it was a great tune, but it was
okay.
Never given radio play.
Yeah, but you know what? What's happening is we tend to blame program directors and the general headmaster of the school. When it's us who are in charge of what gets onto the radio here, yeah, they'll promote, yeah, they'll publicize stuff out of hand. But in terms of what actually gets played the most, that's all based on phone calls. That's all based on emails. That's all based on what happens on the Arbitron ratings and things like that, okay? It's the public who's actually deciding and supporting here. If you've got a problem with this music, you got a problem with your neighborhood, and I agree with you. What do you think of that?
I absolutely agree. I mean, I don't really see R&R really coming into play anymore, and it's all about the iPod, which I think is fantastic. I haven't bought a CD in probably a year and a half, and you can pick and choose what you want. But I just find, you know, the Grammys, it's always just a joke. You kind of go, yeah, okay, you know, Kelly Clarkson, Britney Spears, Christina Aguilera, where is there, you know, someone's writing their music for him.
Okay, all right, well, somebody also wrote Elvis's music for him, and somebody also wrote Frank Sinatra's music for him, and a whole lot of other people, right down to the Scarecrow from Wizard of Oz. He didn't write any of his songs either. It's only in the 60s when that became popular with popular music. Jazz musicians always did. But no, I don't think that has any bearing on it at all. I think the Grammys reflect the overall neighborhood, okay? If you took the greatest cross-section of people, perhaps in the United States, this is the music that appeals to them. And no, it's not always going to have a cowboy hat for those in Texas. It's not always going to have a yarmulke for the Jewish guys in New York City. And it's not going to have a hippie haircut for everybody in San Francisco. They're taking the great denominator, and I don't think it's the lowest common denominator at all. It is the midline. It is the mid-road. You sound like me, or you remind me of myself in that I like the extremes. If it's sad, I want it real dark. If it's happy, I want it jubilant like Jesus. If it's sexy, I want nothing but red lights and Sasha looking at me the way she's looking right now. You agree or disagree?
I absolutely agree with you. Music's always been a passion. I was in radio for years, and I've always loved it. And it's just a very, you know, I've always been very particular about it. So I guess it's just my little bone to pick. But I agree with you, and you're doing a fantastic job, man. I mean, good job.
Thank you so much.
I enjoy listening to you every morning.
Porque te queremos, because we love you, baby. Thank you so much. Roth Radio. I'm David Lee Roth. 866-313-3733. You want to play the Springsteen track?
Sure.
We're going through the Grammys here. Best rock song. Don't forget, Dan Aquilanti is going to be calling in from the New York Post. He's the music critic there, and he's calling in at 9 o'clock, hopefully, and we'll be carrying on a Grammys. What time do the Grammys go on tonight? Anybody know? You have any idea?
That's my bedtime.
Figure that out in the back there, guys.
8 o'clock, I think, something like
that. I'm going to watch the show. We'll have to make notes and go through this. What time is it on, Dukes?
8 o'clock.
Okay, we'll do. What channel? Do you have any idea? We'll find it.
CBS.
Okay, CBS. Devils and Dust. This is Bruce Springsteen. The songwriter is Bruce Springsteen, and the track is from Devils and Dust. Well, those are two easy titles to remember here. Go ahead.
This is the one we heard yesterday.
Okay, this is from the Best Rock Song category. Let's see what this song adds up as.
I got my finger on the trigger, but I don't know who to trust. When I look into your eyes, there's just devils and dust. We're a long, long way from home, Bob. Home's a long, long way from us. Feel a dirty wind blowing.
Okay, is Bruce becoming the character in the song? Is that what it is? This is not just narrative. He's doing like a cinematic treatment here, is he not? Where he becomes the character that's actually singing the song. I don't know the lyrical content of the song, but he's intentionally not sounding like Bruce Springsteen to me. Turn it up.
Kills the things you love. Fear's a powerful thing. Turn your heart black, you can try.
Okay, go from the top here. I'm going to show you how to sing blues element, okay? You don't actually say anything at all, but you'll finish up with something a little bit clever. From the top, here we go. Just about this long ago,
I got my finger on the trigger.
Then I was standing inside my automobile.
But I don't trust.
Then I'm sucking on my toe.
Right,
to and then there's the Ozzy Osbourne version, which goes, Sharon!
We're a long, long way from home, Bob.
A long, long way from the refrigerator.
Home's a long, long way from home.
Then we get to the freezer. I love this song. Bruce, you always win with me. You can't beat that. He's doing a cinematic treatment, I'm convinced. He's not singing it as himself. He's taking it to another level and becoming the character in and of itself, kind of like you would see in a movie if somebody sings something as a character. I love it. I give it an A+. Right on, Bruce. By the way, have you heard my Bruce Springsteen imitation? I can only do one note. You ready? Here we go. Turn the music off. Diamond Dave, you're a big man. Okay. Speed of Sound coming up here. It's going to be, that's the name of the song, and it's by Coldplay. Okay. Interesting. You ready for this, Hutch? Speed
Dave,
of Sound.
For you, I'm ready for anything.
Here we go. Coldplay on a Grammy day. Swing. Hit it up. St. Elmo's Fire. Journey.
How long before I get in?
Trying to sound like you too.
It starts before I begin.
Bono, Rules All.
Before you decide, before I know what it feels like.
Okay, like I said, you got to be careful when pop stars start talking out too loud because it gets in the way of their plagiarism. I'm going to give this one here to, I don't know, I'm going to say that Devils and Dust is probably my favorite one of theirs. Sash, you think? Which one of all that we just listened to?
Devils and Dust was beautiful.
Yeah, that's really nice. Got the most emotional content going there. 866-313-3733. Give me number 13. Tony wants to fight. Roth Radio, you're large. You're in. Go for it.
Hey, Diamond Dave, how you doing, buddy?
Bring the pain, Tony. Let's hear it.
No, I don't want to, you know, it's just, I think you're ripping on some of these guys, you know, a little bit too hard. I mean, to rip on Chris Cornell, I mean, that guy's a premier vocalist.
So what? And, what keeps him advancing his talent besides somebody like me, an ardent fan, somebody who salutes his ability, somebody who's bought most, if not all, of his records, and every now and then, just like an athlete or a politician or a family member, when somebody stumbles or is taking the easy way out, however you perceive it, whether or not they did, is beside the point. I'm here to cheer him on. And sometimes that's a little bit of tough love. You say you got a problem with that?
No, I don't have a problem with it, but you know what I really have a problem with is the people that pick these songs, because they pick the worst songs.
I agree with you.
Well, I got one thing. I'm not sure, maybe I'm wrong on this, but I got a friend that works on a radio station. And when you call up there and say you want to hear Van Halen, for example, they can only play one of five songs that they have selected.
That is true. Most radio stations only pick the cream of each given crop, depending on the genre of the music, whether it's hip-hop, whether it's country, whether it's alterno, or even the blues channels and stuff like that.
Is that based off what charted in the past, what the songs that were on the charts?
It's based on what got the most telephones and got the most
research.
Emails and people, you know, voting in and sending in letters and cards and that kind of a thing. And then they just watch the numbers and you see, well, Jump got played 7,000 times and Hot for Teacher only got played 4,000 times, so we're going to put Jump on the list and we'll skip Hot for Teacher. And they start triaging, prioritizing like that. Is that what you're hearing out there, Tony?
Yeah, I think that's it. Dave, I got one quick question for you.
Take your time.
The utmost respect for you, and I love your radio show.
Here it comes.
We talk about influences, and man, the other day I was watching VH1 Classic, and I only have three words for you.
Sure.
Black Oak, Arkansas.
Black Oak, Arkansas. Why? Because he had long blonde hair and a loud voice?
Well, no, what was funny about it, you know, he was, like, wearing the white spandex and the fringe boots and no shirt and, like, the long blonde hair, and he had that, kind of talk. And I was like, Dave!
So what, you think I was imitating the guy in Black Oak, Arkansas?
I'm not saying that you were imitating him. I think you took definitely some influence from him.
No, I took absolutely no influence from that individual. No, I stole everything that I am from the guy in the Rolling Stones, from the guy in Led Zeppelin, and a guy named James Brown. I mixed it in with a little Spider-Man, a little Bruce Lee, and here comes a little Muhammad Ali. If you think I stole anything from the bum in Black Oak, Arkansas, as I'm not a physician, but whatever's wrong with you, I'm sure it's very hard to pronounce. We're going to try and pronounce it better after this. Hit it up, Hotch. Yeah.
David Lee Roth Mornings.
Get a bit. Music time.
La, la.
Springfield, New Jersey, baby. Pretoria, South Africa, baby. Getting emails from San Diego, Lochwinnock, Scotland, Boise, Idaho, Portsmouth, England, Kansas City, Montreal, Laughlin, Nevada, Dublin, Ireland. Tampa, Florida, worldwide, DavidLeeRoth.com, TheDavidLeeRothShow.com, 866-313-3733. Tim, how do I sound to you? Roth Radio, David Lee Roth here. Go ahead, friend.
Hey, David, are you there?
I am here.
Yeah, I think you're all wet on this contemporary music stuff, man. Of course U2 sounds like U2, because they're U2, man.
No, I think that there's an advantage sometimes to trying to push the envelope a little bit. The overall idea, as I always learned it from other musicians, and particularly in music school, is to take the music past where you found it. I think a great example of that would be, I don't know, you can think of many different examples of that. Miles Davis, Ray Charles, and you know, the list is long. The Beatles, Hendrix,
Zeppelin.
Yeah. Never imitated any specific sound. You can't show me one song that sounds like another song out of their whole recording career, or can you? Go ahead.
Oh, I think you probably could if you dug a little deep, Dave. But I mean, have you listened to How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb?
I'm saying, say the last sentence. Go again.
I say, have you listened to How to Dismantle an Atomic Bomb?
No, I have not listened to the entire record. I'm judging on that single song there, and I'm sure that there's material in there. Like I heard the single that they made the original video to. I think that song was smoking. But what we were judging on was that one particular piece of music. And you think that one particular piece of music was sensational?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. I've seen it live a couple times, too, so that, you know, that may color my judgment, and I'm sure it does.
It always does for me. If I've got a good memory of something live and a good experience, I call it an encounter. Wow. That sticks with me forever, and it doesn't even have to be a positive encounter. You want to know one of the reasons that I love Earth, Wind, and Fire so much? I remember back in 1979, Eddie Van Halen had never been to a black concert, never been to a black band or an artist of any kind, right? And I went and saw Earth, Wind, and Fire at the Forum, 20,000 people in Los Angeles, 1979, came back and said, Eddie, we got to go see Earth, Wind, and Fire tonight. It's the last show. I'll pay for the tickets, etc. Oh, he was resistant. He didn't want to go to the show, you know, etc. We went and we saw the show. He loved the show. Earth, Wind, and Fire was smoking. Great band. Still a great band. We walked out into the parking lot and got robbed at gunpoint. How could I not love Earth, Wind, and Fire for the rest of my entire life? Are you still with me here?
I am.
And I hear you laughing, and you're right. I am pompous, but I'm a pompous fan. I'm not a pompous rock and roller. I'm a pompous guy in the nosebleed seats with a ticket in one hand and my schvance in the other, and I love these bands, and I urge them on like horses, man. Drive. Let's get this ghetto chariot rolling.
I tell you, Dave, it just sounds like you're just discounting everything that's out today.
No, I'm not discounting everything that's out today. I'm discounting most of what's on the list for the Grammys, and I think there's a big difference.
Well, maybe you're right.
I am. Thank you. 866-313-3733. Ryan, he's got the same kind of thoughts there. Ryan, number 10, it looks like. Number 9 up there. They missed the...
Oh, is that 9 or a 10? That's a 10.
It doesn't matter. We're not in the space shuttle. There's room for error
Ryan.
Here.
Hello, Ryan.
I'll be whatever number you want, dude.
Go ahead, Ryan. You're on.
Number 1, Brian.
Thank you. Hey, I just think you're being a little too critical on these artists that are out today. I mean, you gotta think about like where they come from. They didn't all grow up in the 50s and 60s listening to that music. These guys are making their music out. So if there's a riff that sounds like something that you think, you know, you got to give them a slight break. I mean, you're being way, way, way severe on the criticism there.
You bet I am, because I love popular music. I love hip-hop. I love R&B. I love heavy metal. I love hard rock. I love the blues. I love country. And I'm real tired of a bunch of pansies who sit around like in a promotions meeting holding hands doing kumbaya going, well, he tried. Wow, he made a really good effort. Is that how we're supposed to judge the Olympics now? We don't have winners in second place anymore. Everybody tried. Everybody's equal. There goes the Olympics. Okay, well, how about baseball? Well, he missed 3 times, but he tried. How about go on base anyway? Okay, how about football? Well, he didn't get the goal, but he really tried, so no more goals. We'll just base it on effort. Is that what you're suggesting to me?
No, I'm not suggesting that at all. I understand there's got to be really good music, and there's going to be a lot of crappy music, but to listen to Coldplay or to listen to Weezer or to listen to whoever that we're listening to this morning and say, oh, that riff was St. Elmo's Fire, or that was from this, or that, just let the music be what it is. I mean, people are buying it. They're liking it. I guess I just got to say let them slide a little bit, man.
Why should I let them slide? This is a free country, and we have free speech, and I love the visual arts. I love the liberal arts. I love anything to do with music and showbiz, and I'm really disappointed when I don't think somebody went as high as they could over the bar. I totally support all of these people in their ambition, but I'm sorry, man, as a music fan first, foremost and primary, you better hit what you're aiming at or I'm going to change the record on you.
Well, so they should not make the record?
No, they should definitely make the record, and then a whole lot of public like me should either salute it or give it the finger and move on with that band into the next week's worth of musical overload. You don't agree?
I mean, I agree. I guess I would stick through a band with one bad record because maybe they had a bad year and they're going to make a better one next year.
I agree with you. I've stuck with bands through entire bad careers hoping for another good song like the very first one that I heard years ago. I'm with you, man. I believe in loyalty. I believe in giving somebody first, third, second, 15 chances. But I also like being critical because it gets the music past where we found it. I'm all about the future, man. I want to hear what's coming tomorrow. I want to hear hear somebody put the musical arm on me. I want somebody to make me feel the way Sasha makes me feel right now. And she looks at me like that. Thanks for calling. 866-313-3733. You know what? Let's goof around a little bit with the best new artist here, because everybody's talking about new music. Again, we're judging, let's call it flash judging. It's quick, okay? We're not sitting here digesting it like food critics and going, well, let me take another bite, okay? This is Big Bang Theory. If it has Big Bang appeal, if it has Big Bang appeal, then it works here in this forum today. Yeah, a lot of stuff grows on you, but I find with a lot of the new music, it grows on me more like athlete's foot than fine wine. 866-313-3733. Ciara, there's a great porn star out there named Ciara. Is this her? It should be. She missed her call. The video would write itself.
Makes you wonder what the audio is going to say.
Okay, like best new artist. Best new artist. This is Ciara. Go ahead and play the track there, Hutch, if you would.
Ladies and gentlemen, gentlemen. Ooh, this is a jazzy fizzle.
Enough. Okay, what's happened?
Supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
No, that's it. That's as easy as A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, L, M, N, O, P. It's the Mary Poppins approach to hip hop there. You know what you're hearing? Is only a fool thinks that experience can replace an education. You gotta get experience. But with an education, I can teach you in 10 seconds what you may take 10 years to discover on your own. You say, Dave, I don't need any education in drawing. I'm going to take my pencil and my paper upstairs. And you come back 10 years later and go, look what I worked on for 10 years. I call it the circle. Well, I could have saved you 10 years of your precious wasted time up in the proverbial attic by drawing a circle for you and saying, here, this is how this comes. Okay, music in its simplicity is beautiful. The simpler, the better. But then there's a break point where you don't know how to play the instrument at all, and you do it like I do on the computer. You take your index fingers, and you kind of go doop, 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 doop. And that's why you hear tracks like this. You've got guys with great ears, golden ears, in terms of drum sound, bass sound, whatever. But they don't know how to play the keyboards. They don't know how to play those drum instruments. So what you're having is a really simplified version of what I do on the computer. Doo, 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 doo. And he's playing all of those tracks, just like a lot of Duran Duran back when, with two index fingers. Play the track again from the top there, Hutch. Listen to what I'm talking about. You can tell exactly what's going on in that studio. Finger.
Ooh, this is a jazzy fizzle. Production.
The whole thing's played with two index fingers.
This beat is
automatic, supersonic, hypnotic.
You hear how many voices there are on this? There's up to three vocals at once. Listen. Right there. It's like four voices there. Hear that? That's because the voice isn't strong enough to substantiate the melody. This is what they had to do with George Harrison. They used to have to quadruple his voice. He would sing it four times. When he sang My Guitar Gently Weeps, there's four George Harrisons singing every single word that's in there. Because he's got this little transparent voice. And put a difference between George Harrison and this girl. Is that she's going to be dropped like wet Kleenex by this time next season. Okay, 866-313-3733. Goodbye to you, Ciara. How about Fallout Boy? You ready to spin that one up? I have no idea what category this is coming from, but it's for the best new artist. And I guess it could be rock, it could be hip-hop or whatever. Spin up Fallout Boy, competitor for the best new artist. Go, Hutch. I missed Ozfest this year. Stop. The key to playing a guitar realistically with your right hand is that you're not hitting every string all the time. Brian, how many times have we walked through this with new rhythm sections and people that play with us routinely? When you don't have the facility in your right hand to isolate out one string, isolate out three strings, then you strum, and I call it campfire. That's what they're doing here, strumming the whole guitar kumbaya style with that right hand because they don't have the control. Play that track one more time there from the top there. Can you do that?
Oh, yeah.
This is what you do when you don't have the technical facility, when it's all experience and no education at all. You got to do a little homework. Here we go. All strings all the time. Here we go. Good enough for me. 866-313-3733. Weigh in on this with me. Hey, who wants to argue? Roth Radio. I'm David Lee Roth. Don't go away. Or tell you what, I'm going to go away. You stay put. We'll be back after this. Hit it up. It's Grammy week. We got Dan Aquilanti calling in at 9 o'clock. He's the music critic coming from The Post. He's going to be calling in. We're going to be discussing what's going on the Grammys. That's 8 o'clock tonight, I guess, huh? Excellent. Wow, we got all kinds of new emails here. Springfield, New Jersey, Pretoria, South Africa, San Diego, Boise, Idaho, Portsmouth, England, DavidLeeRoth.com. Send us the emails if you can't make the phone call. We'll pick up the subject from there. And the subject at hand right now is Best New Artist. This is the category, I guess, where it's just about any kind of music, but who's the best new artist to look out for? Okay, we already butchered Ciara. Fallout Boy has fallen. Keen, like a knife, or just a name? Here we go. Play it up. I love Bono.
Oh, God, that's great.
But when I think about it, I don't see how you can.
All right, come on. How many U2 knockoffs are we going to listen to here? Is it just me? Do you hear that in there?
I was waiting for you to say that.
Oh, I hear Coldplay as well. Yeah,
but nevertheless,
that's Chris Martin.
The overall is that melancholy, oh, woe is the world around us. Hey, don't get me wrong. I think tragedy and self-drama is beautiful. It worked beautifully for me when I was 16 years old. However, I don't know if they're wearing this on the sleeve. Turn it up one more time. Here we go. Stop. This sounds like a relationship movie. No, it does. And I don't have anything against relationships. Just I don't know if that qualifies as an actual song. Okay. What do you think, Sash? Does that music speak to you, sweetie? Does that speak to you?
Terrible. I hate it. I hate every person in this best new artist category.
There's nobody in the best new artist category that appeals to you.
No.
How old are you?
Not at all. I'm 21.
Okay, that's the voter block that just weighed in on Keen. Lose him. John Legend. I don't know this name either. Go ahead and spin up the track, and we'll give it a little flash critique here. Go ahead, Hutch. This is John Legend for Best New Artist coming up in the Grammys this evening. Hit it, Jack.
Oh, 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 oh.
Ho. Good syllable.
Girl, I'm in love with you. This ain't the honeymoon. Past the infatuation phase. Right in the thick of love. At times we get sick of love. It seems like we argue every day. I know I misbehave.
Okay, take it from the top here.
I can tell you where these chord changes are from.
What are the chord changes?
La, 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 la la la.
I was gonna say
la 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 la. Ria Moore, right?
Okay, you ready?
From the top, hit it up. Here we go.
Listen, he's got the melody in there. Listen.
Masheria Moore, pretty as the summer day. God, I love Stevie Wonder. He's still great, isn't he, Animal?
Yeah, he's still great.
This is one of Stevie's latest songs. I don't even think that John Legend even knew it. And this is this generation's Harry Connick Jr. I wish he'd get to the point sooner. Knock it off, Hutch. You're irritating me. Okay. This is John Legend trying to ascribe to the legend of Harry Connick, which is tying into the legend of Frank Sinatra, which is the legend of the piano crooner. Is that the nature of his whole album? Does everything on the album follow suit with this kind of an arrangement? I love these kinds of arrangements, you know. I feel romantic.
Yeah, I like the piano myself.
Yeah, I feel romantic like, you know, once every 3-4 weeks. It's like changing socks for me. Okay, Sugarland. Interesting title. Is this a rock band or is this a person? Because it could be a person. Baby, I'm Sugarland. Take a trip to Sugarland. I hope I don't ruin this for you. Hutch, take a trip to Sugarland. Okay, Stag, let's pick up the groove. Pick it up. Hit it, Animal. Here's the lyric. Well, I went to my trailer, went out the door, saddled my horse, but ain't got a horse no more. Jump in the truck. These are classic Chili Dog lyrics. Play it. Go ahead. Well, my trailer's got a collie dog who's tied up to the front. There's a sprinkler where my kids play. Oh, what the freak. These are Chili.
I don't need to fight.
Who is that?
To bring love.
Oh, right. That's the Who.
Teenage.
I'll sing the note. I can get that. Teenage Wasteland. Anyways, it's a whole nother time period. We want to stay modern here. But
I kind of like her voice, though. She kind of reminds me of a young Dolly Parton, though.
She's got a country feel.
Yeah, she got that country feel. I like that.
And the music ranges from the generic to the derivative, so it's really familiar and easy to digest, like baby food. Play it from the top one more time there, Hutch. One more time. Go ahead.
1 second.
Here we go. This is Sugarland. Swing on it. Okay, guys, this is so basic. This is like track by the numbers, follow the dots. This is like tracing paper. I love country western. I love Dolly Parton. I like her voice. What happened to the song?
Ran out of gas.
Well, there's no real anything there that's not completely familiar turf. This island holds no mystery for me whatsoever. Sugarland. Well, at least I can kind of visualize the girl, and she looks a lot like you, Sasha. Good enough for me. I give it an A+. 866-313-3733. Let's go to the fans, Hutch. Pick somebody who wants to fist fight over this. Go ahead, whichever.
Oh, let's talk about
Roth Radio.
Grammys suck.
Okay, Grammys, you're on, Doc. Hit it.
Hey, good cold morning, Dave.
How are you, Doc?
Hey, that song by Sugarland, if you listen to the beginning, da-na. cent, and it was Love Stinks by Jay Giles.
Ah, there you go. And that the guy who wrote Love Stinks wrote, if I'm not mistaken, also wrote Put Another Dime in the Jukebox Baby and a whole lot of other songs. I believe that that was Desmond Childs, if I'm not mistaken. So,
what I was about to say, though, is check out a new band. Just came out last week, Ironbound NYC. I mean, I love punk and hardcore. In the 70s, I was a rocker. Punk came around. I became a punk. What I'm really upset about is how come that form of music was so vital, said a lot, had a great sound. A lot of bands like Stiff Little Fingers, Conflict, Crass had a lot to say, had great rhythms, but they never caught on. Everybody in this country is all about rhythm and blues with all these electronic drum tracks and all these electronic music by people who can't play their instruments. I mean, even the best bass combination in music, Sly Dunbar and Robbie Shakespeare, are all electronic now and don't even play their instruments like they used to.
I have no problem with people not playing traditional instruments. I don't care if you use two drumsticks on a record player. If it sounds good, it is good.
Now, that electric drum click, when it clicks in, it just drives me up the wall.
Well, it becomes unnatural. What's happening is he's discussing here is that you play a computerized click track along with all of these songs probably used it, and it takes away from that push and pull that a normal real drummer has. It has a human quality when you don't play with a click track. When you get the whole band to sit tight with a computerized click to make it perfect, nothing in my life is perfect, certainly nothing in my love life. Do you agree or disagree?
Then the other thing I have to say is that a DJ once told me, the New Jersey Shore radio station, that I loved all that hardcore street punk oi. He says, you know, the bottom line is if they played it all the time, corporate America, which it's all about corporate America and their sponsors, they're what makes up the Grammys. They make what the public really requests because it's all put out in front of them, and they get a limited menu to choose from because most people don't go to their CD independent record store and look on the shelves and decide what to get that's not mainstream. He once told me that if everything that I liked and want to listen to was put in the rotation by corporate America, you know what? He goes, you wouldn't like it anymore.
Well, you wouldn't. It would become choice fatigue is what I call it. Too many options. And in terms of, you know, well, only music is available that the corporate minds provide. Corporate minds have always provided popular music. I think now that you have a marvelous opportunity with the internet, there's a whole lot and more places for new young artists and new young bands to play. If there's a dearth of new cool music, I think it's the problem of the community and not necessarily the administrators. Don't go away. We're going to bring this up again here. Roth Radio, I'm out and I'll be back.
Yeah.
David Lee Roth in the mornings.